Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Sugarman Shinobi is the legendary underground toy dealer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello and welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 2, Episode 12.
Honore Power Rider!
Also, Brian sucks.
Aww.
We interrupt this regular scheduled podcast to bring you a shopping event. Yeah, that wasn't what I was supposed to say, but whatever.
Kevin's buying things from Mandrake.
Mandrake. You have to say it with an accent, and you have to have maracas when you're not saying
it. Mandrake!
For some reason, I always want to say maracas, as if you're holding the country in your hand or whatever it is.
By things, he means like... Mandarakas. Pretty much the entire Gal Ranger mecha line.
But the good news is Clarissa... Never mind.
Except... What about Clitoris? What?
I was going to say, Clarissa explains it all. And now I'm always going to see Clitoris explains it all. Thank you. That's the naughty version.
That's what Melissa Joan Hart does now.
What'd you have before? You had the deer, the giraffe, and what was the other
thing? I had Gao God, the Gao deer, and Gao giraffe. Well, assuming Mandrake says all the shit you just placed in your order is available for you to buy and give us your money for, this will give me elephant, bear and polar, gorilla, rhino and armadillo, falcon, and Kong.
You're welcome.
Damn it. I hate you so very much.
Righto.
But I love you at the same time because I really do love Gal Ranger. And then when I get this, I'll be able to make actual mecha instead of just having a deer and a giraffe sit there going, look at me, I'm a dirt face.
Giraffe?
He's pushing his luck. That's what I'm saying. You're on thin ice, mister.
Anywho.
It is winter.
And you caught a wild Chubo.
Chubo!
Zargane!
Zargane! Oh, wow. One-ups. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Alright, so...
What's up, Shaquin Shabobi?
Not much.
You suck. Moving along.
Oh. I found new Ben 10 toys.
Yay!
And my giant Oogie Bug. We went over the giant Oogie. That was last week. We did
that. Yeah, that was. You were asleep for this
one. So I bought these vinyls from HLJ. Oh, wait. No.
Still talking about that 1 year later.
So, God,
3 weeks later. Oh.
Nothing's new that my Ami Ami box should get here tomorrow.
Yay!
So, I'll have a bunch of cool stuff. But. As for what's going on right now, not much. Went capping in Jeff's backyard. That was entertaining.
For a second, capping? I heard went capping. Wait, what?
We hunt in his backyard.
We cap some bitches outside. We're like, yo, your time is up, brother. That's what Brian and his friends do on the weekend.
They go capping.
In sandals.
So, did that, and then we went to the water park, and that was fun.
While Facebooking each other, sitting next to each other.
Yeah. No, I had my last English paper to do.
Oh, yes.
I procrastinated. So, I had to do it while we were camping in the backyard. So that was fun.
Capping. Break yourself, fool! And then they went
I was,
to the garden.
I was capping with one hand and typing with the other.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
I might have some spelling errors, but... anyway, yeah, I mean, as far as, like, toys go, nothing's new until tomorrow, so... Save that for next week, I guess.
I'm looking forward to seeing if Xiao Ta has nice joints.
Shush him.
Oh, God.
What?
I didn't know you were into that kind of thing, Dawson.
Oh, I thought I said the name wrong. Am I said it right? It's not like I'm like, oh, no, Nairo or whatever.
Oh,
Nairo Decado.
Look, my way's cooler.
Shooto phone.
You know what? You cannot tell how I spell something by the way I say it. Otherwise, I think, saying that Ryan's think you say it.
I think I think that you say Oniro Decado, and I think that you're a homo.
Okay, moving along. Unless Brian still has more one-ups to go over.
No, that's really it. Waiting for Oki to give me a total.
Yeah, pretty much.
So are we all.
For me, I'm waiting for Oki to tell me whether it's going to be over 5 kilograms and why they still use metrics, and they keep telling us we're going to switch over to the here, even though it's a lie.
I know, metrics.
They've said this since the 70s, so.
I know, they're like, yeah, we're going to switch over. No, because it's cooler to do the other way, because metrics is stupid. Anyway, metrics aside, so I'm waiting for a total from Oki. My Ami Ami box is in transit, but it's Sal, because I am a cheap bastard.
I'm in transit. Oh, wait, no, I'm not.
I also have my Prime Prime, which still hasn't shipped, and I'm very angry.
Mine hasn't either.
Why is it not shipped? Why is Matt shipped? Tell me. He's Matt. He's not us.
Matt shipped?
Because
that's what he said.
Yeah, I remember seeing it on my Facebook feed.
But he got... no, he didn't. I kept thinking he got expedient shipping. He said he wanted to get it. Well, this is... I call shenanigans.
I call shenaniganery on Dawson and Brian.
Okay.
Oh, there's epic shopping stories. Who wants to tell them?
I will when we're done.
Okay. So then, otherwise, anyway, nothing's up. I'm like, hey, look, I'm going to buy Thundercat toys now. That's my story.
Me too.
So I watched the premiere. I'm like, fuck, it was awesome.
It was really, really cool.
IGN gave it a 9 out of 10.
I agree. Like, it stayed, not 100% faithful, but it drew from it and then morphed it into something, like, new. And they did a really good job on handling everything.
And the voice of Lion-O is Batman, a.k.a. Eric Matthews. So
that's a real winner right there.
That really is. I was like, I love the show right now. Because of that.
Everyone loves Wilfred Dahl. How do you not love Wilfred Dahl? He was all, Fina!
I married a moose.
Niece.
Plays with. Mitch. Does tippy cup thingy. Anyway, go ahead, Kevin.
So, my Ami Ami box got here with key sets 4 and 5, and Ichigo, who is pretty, like, badass, and the keys are cool. I love the Battle Japan key. It's, like, my favorite key now.
Face! I found one.
Cool. You found a face. That's wonderful. And I got my Gombrite
album. It's Tom Manning's original face.
That's really cool with all the O's combos on it, and I filled it up already. And
Pokeball, go!
Why is he so gay?
You're supposed to keep going. It's funnier when you just keep going.
And
damn it, it broke out.
So I what else? I've been playing Lego Pirates on my 3DS. I know, right? I had stopped, and now I'm almost done. That's really cool.
What about that Pokemon?
Fuck you. And epic shopping happened like 10 minutes ago, and then epic shopping happened last night, and. My Ankh came today, my Ankh stand set. Shauta's on its way from the HLJs, waiting for Oki to give me a total on like 10 things so I can make a bunch more videos. Speaking of videos, I've got several recorded, all with the bat camera of the iPad, so there's...
The bat camera.
The bat cam.
So that's gonna be fun. The second one of those is uploading as I speak this words... Which is a magazine.
The gay raps on the back camera.
J raps.
And
yeah,
then
not
I got,
the gay raps.
Got several more coming, and they're all pretty. Oh God.
Sorry.
I give up.
Pokeball, go.
Why hasn't my goddamn Prime Prime shipped? This is stupid.
I want my Prime Prime. Come on, come on, please, 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 please. I just spit on my screen. I'm sorry. No, it shook 3 times.
Okay, shut up.
I'm sorry. I got really excited because it was in a regular Pokeball.
Alright, so epic shopping. So, we knew the figure arts were going to go up yesterday because we're cool like that. And so we were all just patiently waiting. And then,
because they emailed Brian to tell him they were putting them up.
Yeah, they did. And then, right before...
Yes, I got one, just so everyone knows.
Okay,
safe.
Good for you.
Don't worry about me anymore.
You got a Chubo?
No, face. I got a face. Todd Manning's original face.
Right before... that Furaimaru went in the stocks. We're like, yay, Gokai machines.
Like, hey, look, I got the Goandra thingy. You mean Hurricaneer? Yeah, that.
Oh, yeah, I was sitting here talking to KO, and he's just like, all of a sudden, he's like, oh, yeah, okay. Ami Ami, Furemaru. And I'm like, Akcha, what do I do?
Akcha.
Like, I freaked out. I didn't know what to do. I refreshed the Furemaru page, hit add to cart. While it was doing that, I was like, ah, Brian. And then like I went over to the other channel on Skype and just typed the word Furemaru, not knowing how long they were going to last, and just sent it. Fortunately, he knew what that meant. And,
like, mini sword.
Yeah. And he just ran, jumped on it. We all jumped on it. We all got them. It's epic. Oh, shit. That reminds me. I got to update the list with that.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
I forgot I had a list for that.
Get on that list, monkey.
We have a bunch of lists that need to happen.
Well, so, I'm still working on maintaining the ones I have now.
And not to mention adding those exclusive Magi Rangers to the Sentai Hero list.
You can suck my balls.
You should just make my name golden because of that.
You can. Look, you and your special little exclusive whatevers can suck my balls, all right?
Look, they're so awesome, they're still in the box in the corner. So cool they are.
I'll tell you what, when you go get a 30,000 yen Wolves Art Fire vinyl, then you can talk to me about putting your name in gold letters.
Mandrake Doc. No, I'm kidding.
So,
and yes, folks, the one we found on Mandrake was, in fact, 30,000 yen.
That's sad.
Oh, so, fuck, I need someone with Flash. At, Chuck!
At figure Morgan. Upload time, they went up, and we're like, oh, yay! And then it was AmiAmi was down for, like, 12 billion hours.
We were crying. We
and
then
they finally came back, and there was nothing there, and then they finally went up. We're like, yay, and I put my order in. I got Nigo, Oja, Climax Swarm, and Rock Bison. And then Gossam's like, I'm still fish. I'm like, okay. And then
I'm sorry.
I went to Rock Bison, and he was gone already. I'm like, what? Did they order two? What? I don't understand.
We don't know what happened.
So then I got Dawson his three. And then I was in the process of trying to get Kevin's. And then he said, oh, I'm back. So I didn't have to get his anymore. And then
and I got mine.
So I completed shopping for Rio, and then it died, and then we just constantly sitting here going, damn, refreshing.
That's pretty
we
much
were trying to buy for Matt. I tried valiantly for, like, hours to shop for Matt.
By hours, you mean 20 minutes.
No, it was, like, over an hour. I kept trying until I went to bed. And I kept getting fished or sent to the Japan site and go getting question marks.
But and at the end of the day, everyone who wanted things got things. So everyone's
except
happy
for me and Kevin. Rock Bison!
You whore!
You guys are just kind of like, not determined, but destined to not get any of the Tiger and Bunny figure arts on their first time up.
We got Tiger.
Yeah, we got Wild Tiger when you first went up.
Yeah, so Ami-Ami didn't break that day.
Yeah, they broke when Barnaby came around and Dawson forgot because he didn't have a page open because he's a homo. And then somehow Brian got like the one bunny that was in stock by accident.
That just sounds funny. I'm sorry. I just picture Brian lifting up like a regular white bunny out of the cage like a magician. Oh man, I'm glad they still have these in stock.
Takes to counter.
Now all of a sudden I pictured a pink bunny with a Bandai logo on it.
Then after, and then we had to finally get it later. But then Brian got the one Rock Bison in stock. Like,
I'm so
one
cool.
Tadra spinner. Lick a tongue.
Lick my tongue.
Yeah. That's really all that happened.
That's about all.
And we got metal set SPs from the HLJ.
Supposedly,
maybe. So
that's what it stands for. SP supposedly.
Thanks sure. to Sharky for that. He's the one that told me, so.
Okay. How about
along.
That news?
The nudes?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So, first up on the nudes is more Forza information.
Nudes.
Nudes. So, first we see a picture of him blasting off into space, rocket arm in hand with a rocket switch next to him. And then his other first four gadgetries. With the switches that go with them. So him with the launcher leg and the drill leg and the radar arm and the magic hand arm, which that switch comes with our set SP. You fuckers at Bandai, I'll fucking get your fucking ass, you sons of bitches, I'll fucking kill you. Anyway, so then we see that we're getting some confirmation of a lot of past rumors, including the Kamen Rider Urban Legend and Kengo getting the Forza driver and the 40 switches from his father. Then we see
Kengo's back?
No.
Isn't he from Kiva?
He's different Kengo. We see a picture of Ichigo fighting Shocker Grunts. I don't know why.
Because that's his enemy.
Fuck you. The Forza's base form is called Base State. It's accessed when Gintara uses the space energy inside the Astro switches. And then it
lists
some stats, which really don't mean much of anything. Just throw that to make him look cool. We see up close of his head, him on the machine Meshiggler, which is the name of his bike. Apparently, though, that's just what Gintaro called it. Its official name is ORB-40F.
BRB?
It uses hydrogen as fuel and doesn't release any CO2. Oh, you green fuckers. The Astro switches are the sources of Forza's power. These switches hold an unknown energy called cosmic energy.
Energy!
We see him again with the five things that are called modules, I guess. Forza's module 1 is the rocket module. A rocket is equipped on his right arm. When he enables the exhaust thruster, he can add up to another 4 tons to his punches. Woo! Module 2 is a launcher module. He can shoot 5 missiles from his right leg. That's fun. Dragonzo could do it from his fingertips, but you can't, bitch. Forza's module 3 is the drill module. It's equipped on his left leg, and it spins around 200 RPM, whatever.
Powering RPM!
Module 4 is the radar module. By using this module, he can give his launcher module homing missiles. Oh, so like Luna Trigger, except not stupid looking. Okay. He's also able to reflect certain waves, like ocean waves or like radio waves or...
Canned waves, like, hello.
He goes into a stadium, people are doing the wave, he makes it go the opposite direction. Like, what is happening? Module 5 is the crane arm. I mean, magic hand
crane
module.
Crane arm.
It's equipped on his right hand and gives him an extra 10 meters of reach. I don't know what that means, because...
Oh, God.
Meters are for homos.
10 meters of reach.
The end of the magic hand is called the end effect pliers. That sounds dirty. It can lift any object up to 6 tons. Then we see a picture of 2 Virins. The one on the left being the Scorpio Zodiac, whatever they're called. The one on the right is the Orion Zodiac. The Zodiacs use switches that are very different from Forza's. They're called
where Chuck's dad's been.
Zodiac switches. A human can use it to turn into a Zodiac. The Scorpio one's one of the stronger ones.
Sounds
he suddenly turns up in Amanogawa High School. In episode 1 and 2, someone will use the Orion switch to turn into the Orion Zodiac. He uses a giant club called Lemnos and a shield called Chios, named after 2 Greek islands. Kengo Utahoshi received the 40 driver along with the 40 Astro switches from his dying father. Wants to fight the Zodiacs, but due to his weak body, he can't. So he gives it to Gento Kisaragi when they meet. The heroine, Yuki Jojima, is Gentaro's childhood friend, who's also Kengo's classmate. Calls herself a space nerd and Japan's happiest schoolgirl. So she has a lot of batteries at her house. As a bonus, Sota Fukishi, who plays Gentaro Kisaragi, mentioned in an interview that the hit American TV show Glee is one of the inspirations of the series. I love Glee!
What the fuck?
Also, he mentioned that this show will have a lot of comedy. So, you know, we can expect some slushy throwing. That'll be fun. All over the place. And some musical numbers, and that'll be fun.
Oh my god. So that means Sam's Glee. Mom's going to be in the show.
And who is?
Sam's mom. The lady that's always like, oh, Glee sucks. I'm the gym teacher. I'm really Sam's mom and the lady from the 40-year-old virgin.
Oh.
She's in everything. Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch.
Righto.
Right. Jolly good.
Love Glee.
You done, or?
That's all that.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean,
it's
I don't know.
All that. Oh.
Look, I don't know what I think about this because there's just so much here that...
I'm just going to say I'm very disturbed that they're basing a part of Kamen Rider off the show Glee. Like,
I don't know. Okay. Again, reserve all
like
judgments, but, I don't know. Like, it sounds okay for the most part. I mean, the whole thing about drawing inspiration from Glee is disturbing.
It is.
But I'm going to just assume that they mean like the whole high school setting was inspired by Glee, because if they start like singing and stuff, I'm like, leave that to Hibiki.
Or like the types of characters or something, maybe.
Yeah, the cliques and stuff might have something to do with that, but.
Or maybe they have like Kamen Rider Club, and then there's like some teacher person who's like, Kamen Rider Club sucks. I'm gonna cut off their funding and make it go to the cheerleaders.
Man, what a dramatic show.
Bubble.
No, I want to give up on old moves.
I'm not excited anymore, but I'm still looking forward to the show starting just to see what it's all about.
Basically, we don't want to say anything, so we don't want to stick our foot in our mouths again.
Yeah, so I'm not really saying too much, but Kevin died. But
oh, that's fun.
But I don't know. We'll see where it goes. I think.
Like, yeah, pretty much. I'm not going to say, like, oh my god, the show is going to be the worst show ever made in the history of shows, yeah, but
you can't judge the show till it airs, so.
Yeah, but you can say, like, oh, based on this, I don't think this looks good.
Right.
I think that'll tie into what I'm going to say about the next story, but I think the whole based off Glee thing, depending on how much it is, I think that's a bad idea.
Well, they could get Lea Michele to be in. That'd be fun.
Oh, shit!
Oh. You can just get Corey Monteith and Lea Michele to be the main characters, and then we'll have a lot of fun.
You just see all the American adaptation threads now. Oh, let's make Zac Efron Forze and do a High School Musical instead. No.
Then let's be homos.
Face palm.
Anyway, I think I'm done.
Okay. Moving along?
Moving along.
All right. So our next news story that I didn't really want to do, but... Anyway.
Like, I'm in the middle of a heated battle with a Lickitung.
Man, Selena Gomez is not pregnant by Justin Bieber? Dang it.
She's not going to have a Bieblet?
Oh, God. Anyway. So, a couple days ago...
But did they break up? That's the important question.
Saban... was it trademarked? I think it's trademarked. The name Power Rider. And so, obviously...
Instantly sending waves of nausea into fans everywhere.
Speculation everywhere.
Oh, that wasn't just me? Oh, good.
The first bit of, like, speculation were like, oh, it's Decade. It's Decade. They're gonna do Decade. And it'll be Power Rider. And he'll go to find the other Power Riders. And
we'll all cry.
It'll be Decade. I'm like... honestly, the way I feel about it... I feel like he just trademarked Power Rider because he couldn't use Kamen Rider. So he just trademarked Power Rider in case he wanted to use the Decade Samurai footage.
Yeah.
Shinkenger footage, rather. And I feel like he's just covering his ass, really. I don't think anything's going to come of this.
Well, the thing about it is, though, even if he wanted to do Decade, how would he do Ryuki's World?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Like, no, what would the concept be? Because he'd probably be some stupid-ass concept. But I just mean because of the fact that we had Dragon Knight.
I don't know. Bring Lunsford back and...
Oh, God.
And he can be famous.
He can be famous with Saban. And... I don't know. Honestly, I mean, it's fun to speculate, I guess. But I honestly just don't feel like... Like, anything's going to actually happen to this. I mean, people trademark things all the time. We've got Pokemon brown and purple and everything else.
They trademarked all the colors.
Basically, it's like Pokemon every color ever and Pokemon rainbow. And just in case. Who is an actual person somewhere. Just in case.
Just in case? Oh my god, that's an epic name. Hello, my name's Just in Case.
I've seen it in a... like the end of a movie once. I forgot which movie, but I've seen it just in case in the movie before.
Oh, that's
he was
great.
Like motion editing or something.
Just in case.
No one reads the credits.
I do.
Brian wants to make sure all of them get respect.
I just like finding the funny names. Like Lukewarm.
Wei Wong. Wait a minute, that's a newscaster here. Anyway.
Does she do the weather? Because that'd be hilarious.
But in terms of Power Rider, one thing, I basically voiced my little rant in the thread, but I really don't want another Kamen Rider adaptation personally. I think we don't need one. And I think it's way too confusing for the general public. I mean, first we had Masked Rider and then Dragon Knight, and they're like, oh, it's the Power Ranger clone, and then we're going to come out with this if we do, and then they're just going to be totally confused.
Like, it bothers me because, like, Dragon Knight, like, brought Kamen Rider over here and used the name Kamen Rider. And then...
Well, we still don't know what a Kamen Rider is.
If anything actually became of this, now all the Kamen Riders are Power Riders, and they just throw the goddamn name Power in there to associate with Power Rangers, so all the kids go, oh, it's a Power something.
Oh. So it's just, hey, it's little like, kids with buck teeth and lisps.
Like, it just bothers me, like, Adnes put so much effort into trying to brand Kamen Rider over here, that if anything comes out of this, like, all that would be for nothing, because it would be Saban's and it would be Power Rider.
We didn't even get to find out what a Kamen Rider was, because 4Kids didn't show the last episode. They canceled it. I still don't know.
Is if it would have aired on a different network, I think Dragon Knight would have done pretty well. Like, Nick would probably be good, and I think it fits in a lot more with their level of maturity. Or, like, Cartoon Network. I think they would do
really
good.
Or our level of maturity. Yeah. Oh, wait, you were not mature.
Righto.
Righto then, lads.
Every time!
I don't know, I think everyone's all, like, hyped up about it, and they're like, oh god, this is gonna suck, bro. Dude, I don't think anything's gonna happen.
2 days later, they announce the show with posters and stuff. I don't know what I'm saying.
I'm touching it.
But if it does, if they are planning on it, I think it just sounds like a bad idea.
Especially DK.
Especially Saban.
Like, someone brought up a good point, like, DK would be an interesting thing to adapt because you have so many toy potentials, because you can release little figures of every rider. And then I'm just like, no, because I don't know. And
they're going to be shitty toys.
Like Linear Ranger, someone said, like, oh, I want to see Double. I'm like, no, don't touch Double. I hate
you. And he's like, but they should throw away the 2-in-1 concept.
Double's like the last thing I want to see adapt, just because I love Double so much.
Like, we have PR here. I think that's enough. Like, I don't really want a rider adapt. After the sadness of Dragon Knight.
Like, I mean, the thing is, like, every American toku that comes over here that isn't Rangers just fails.
Yeah. Or Rambles. Like, and then people are always like, oh, we should bring it over here, then we can get cheap toys. I think you're meaning the quality and not the price there, lad.
Yep.
Like, oh yeah, let's get some more shitty toys while Bandai continues to make awesome
Bandai. You see what happened with Dragon Knight? They're like, those are the worst figures ever, and then Bandai makes really awesome Thundercats and Ben 10 toys.
I know, they even paint the gray weapons.
And here's the Kamen Rider toys are like, oh, we don't have any articulation ever. Derp, derp.
Dragonite, like, figures spent like 2 years on the clearance rack. Like,
they're still at the clearance rack at my Toys R Us.
You know what else my Toys R Us has is that Jungle Fury, like, airsoft cannon. It's like, oh, that's just gross.
But I don't.
I just want to know, what is a Power Rider?
Oh. Not Matt Mullins.
Not sexy.
Well,
but I am.
I know.
Cue party boy music. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, anyway.
I don't know.
And random now.
One thing I do want to throw out, nothing to do with Power Rider or anything, but I know people are wanting to know, like, our thoughts on the latest O scans, but we're not going to go over. Basically, how we're doing things, kind of like now on, like if they're scans, we're not gonna really go over. Okay, thanks, Kevin.
We're not no just like scathe dust.
We're not really gonna go over them because when it happens on the episode, we're gonna discuss it. So it would pretty much just be repeating ourselves. So, I mean, we'll talk about like some rumors and stuff, but as for like magazine scans, we're not gonna really talk about those too much because we're just going to save it for the episodes. But everything looks really cool, and I'm excited for the end of O's because it's looking pretty badass. Except for Proto Birth. I think he's a douche.
But he's Date.
I meant all the suit, not him.
Oh, I know. I just wanted to say Date's name.
Okay.
It's going to be miraculous.
I don't know. Everything is exciting. Okay, let's move on to the next thing.
Super Hero Pie! Go Kaija! Azimaru! Kamen Rider!
I'm not going to be able to do that much longer.
I know.
We're going to have to go Kamen Rider! Forze. It's been a little like voice over there.
Kamen Rider! Forze!
It doesn't sound as good.
Thanks. We'll just have to save that and use that every time.
Ian. You have to use the Kevin Ritz. Sounds like some crackers.
So anyway,
why is he so tiny?
We're on this week's Gokaiger, which is episode 23. Alright, so it starts off and Luca's being all big sistery to Aim to Family, and I'm not sure why that's important, but it is. And then Marvelous is all like, hey, Bird, give us another treasure thing. And he's like, no, I'm not a bird, bitch. And you're like, hey, don't be rude, ass. And then he's like, go help people. And they're like, well, that's very vague. And so they split up, and Marvelous and Guy start like helping old people up the stairs. And after they help one, Guy rounds up like 50 of them. He's like, hey, look, Marvelous, I found a bunch more people. And Marvelous is like, damn it. And then Joe and Doc are together, and they're off, and they see some chick drop an earring, and then it turns out to be like a dude in drag or something.
That was creepy.
And he's like, oh, you're pretty. And like, oh, God.
I love how Joe pushed Doc in front of him.
Yeah, he's like, you're the homo.
You're the homo. You go.
You're used to this kind of thing. And but then the girls are off doing their girly shit, and they help this little girl who's bringing cold water to her very pregnant mother, who starts going into labor. And she's little girl's like, I'm gonna be a big sister and have a little sister. And Luca's all flashbacky and is like, take care of your little sister. And he's like, all right. And then this lady comes up to help the pregnant lady, and she's like, all right, well, we'll get you a taxi and go to the hospital, lols. And then Zangyak appear, and the two girls, they go, let's see, not that key, this key. They go all, and then they fight, and it's pretty standard up until they pull out other keys and go,
find the man!
So they become five yellow and pink and use their cool melody tacting cutie circle, which I just love saying cutie circle. I don't know why.
It's so cute.
I know. Then they transform into and they're all like, pink storm, yellow thunder, and they blow up all those guys, and they go head to the hospital, and they find out that lady was Goping from GoGo 5, and like, oh, fuck. And we see her, and she's off being an EMT, doing her EMT shit, and they're helping some kid into an ambulance when they're attacked by some Zangyaks again, and the Milfi and Luca show up, and the ambulance is about to take off when they're stopped by Zuban, Ryo, and Mele. And we find out it's not Zangek, it's Basco. Oh, damn. And
it's Tabasco sauce.
Yeah. And so he's all, hey, if you want that kid to, you know, make it to the hospital in one piece, I suggest you hand over your great power. And she's like, okay. And Luca and Ayim are like, no. And they jump in the ambulance. And she's like, but we need to protect people's lives. And you're like, no, you cannot do this. That boy needs you. We need a plan, and we're going to figure this out. And Luke is all like talking about how she tried to help her little sister when she was sick get to the hospital, but she didn't know what she was doing, and she couldn't make it there in time, and her sister died, which sucks for her. And other stuff that's stupid. And then they're like, okay, well, Luca's like, I'm going to go out there in your clothes and I'm going to distract him. And like, that's stupid. It's not going to work. You look different, idiot. And he's like, no, we all look the same, remember? And we're like, that's just racist. You heard that from Dawson.
Hey, and now.
You're an all-star. Get your game on. And so I'm all like, hey, I'm here too. I can do stuff. You need to let me do things. I'm tired of being second fiddle to you just because you're cuter than me and you're better fighter than me. And I'm so sad. And I'm a girl and I'm probably having PMS. That's what I heard. Anyway.
My God, she's going to have a BF. She's going to have a bitch fit. You better get out of here.
So then what we see is they call and like, hey, we need you guys to come help us with Basco. And they're like, okay. And Joe and Doc have makeup on. And Marvel's is trying to help like 80 old people up the stairs. And he's about to die. And it's funny. But not as funny as the two guys at makeup. That was just fucking hilarious.
That was.
And so we see the little chick get out of the car. And the ambulance drives away. And Basco like gets out his trumpet and tries to suck out her great power. And it doesn't work. That just sounded dirty.
It did.
And it didn't work because he doesn't know what he's doing. And, oh, God. And so then they start to fight her, and he's like, wait a minute, you're not that chick. And you're like, that's right. And she turns into Magi Pink. And then Luca pops in, and like, haha, lols. She turns back into Gokai Pink, and like, he's like, hey, what the hell? And it turns out that I am turned into Magi Pink, and then used Magi Majiro. Turn into the other girl, which is very confusing to me. She's like, she transformed after transforming, and it was pretty damn funny. So then they start fighting and they get pwned, but then the other four come in and like, hey, look, we're here and we can help now. So they're all and they beat up the Gorman and they start fighting the three summoned people. Fuck you.
Sorry. I had to be on. It was an accident.
Guys beating up on Zuban while the girls take Mirei and the boys are fighting Ryo, but it's not going too well. So they're like, hey, let's use these keys.
Go, go, fly!
And so they get the transformation and the theme song and they're using their V-Lancers. And they pwn Ryo and Melee, and then they get out their swords and they go all final wave. Meanwhile, Guy is gonna finish off Zuban, so he gets out his anchor key and is all. And uses his Gokai Legend Dream. They turn into keys. The monkey takes them. Basco releases a fireroid. They summon the mecha. They start fighting. Marvelous has the brilliant idea to summon Magi Dragon and fight fire with fire, which only makes him stronger. And he's like, sorry, my bad. That was an accident. And like, damn it, Marvelous. And while Guy distracts them, their Go-Go 5 keys glow. They use the great power, which is that 5 Super Soakers pop out of Gokaio. And they just totally... But it's the ones with like the giant 5-gallon tank you put on your back, and they just keep soaking the fireoid till he blows up.
Acquired laughter.
And so then we see the little baby was born. The little boy was helped at the hospital. The day was saved thanks to the Powerpuff Girls, and they comment about how Iron seems like the big sister at this point. And
whoa, damn! Somebody's robot-y. Do you hear it?
I hear something.
Brian, I think it's you. There you go.
Yeah. And so then it ends, and it was fun for me. So, yeah, it was a pretty cool episode. It was different having, like, the Pink Ranger come back instead of the Red one, but whatever. The fight was pretty cool. It was great seeing Ryo, Mirei, and Zuban, especially when Ryo was all like, Zocado! And, like, blasted them.
Oh, God. Thought I never had to hear that again.
I had to say it because it makes Dawson cry. But yeah, it was pretty cool. I felt bad watching them get pwned. So I'm like, no, Zuban, you're all cool and sword. And you're like, Zuban, Bon, Bon.
But they're not the real ones. They're just me brains.
I know. I still don't understand how a sword becomes a key. Like, in theory, that should be Zuban because that's his body. It's not a power. Just like Go Say Night. That's his body. But whatever.
Someone else's turn? like me, since Brian had to kill himself because he's too noisy.
Is it still there? Or?
No, it's fine. It was just okay. We started to get gradually staticky. So yeah, it was a good episode. It wasn't like one of my favorite tributes. Like, I like Bokenders a lot better. I thought it was almost one of the weaker ones. Like, it was kind of odd since all the other reds, even if Kaoru was only sort of red, came back. It was funny though, because when I first saw her, I'm like, oh hey, look, it's Japanese Dana. I could just tell. I'm like, oh look, she looks important. I think she's wearing the same outfit. But yeah, it was fun. It was kind of nice that we got some of Luca's past. It was also funny seeing Doc and Joe in makeup. That was funny also. And the old people. Well, let's see what else.
I like how Guy had to be like, no, I swear, he's a good person, despite the way he looks.
He's good, I promise.
I know it looks like he'll rob you, but I swear, he's a good guy.
And let me just say, I'm not looking forward to next week's episode at all, since that guy is back. It's like, love!
Oh. Jealous shit. No, I'm looking forward.
I love
to the,
you.
I'm looking more forward to the Mega Ranger six-man transformation and the Hurricaner six-man transformation.
Six-man sounds like a Sentai team, because the five-man.
Six-man.
Super Silverizer. Oh.
Righto. Yeah, I enjoyed it. There was, I mean, the old people were funny, and I like that the girls finally got like a focus episode together, but.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And it was interesting bringing the pink back instead of the red, but I mean, it fit the episode, so I don't really care.
It did, and like it wasn't like it was a girl focused episode, but it wasn't a bad episode. Like, you know how usually girl focused episodes
are. Yeah, they're usually like overly like girly and stuff.
You would still expect maybe like red to show up like at the end, like one of those cameos where they're just like, "Hey, look, I'm crossing my arms, looking at the sunset," and then they show us a little a posing of the helmet or whatever. I don't know what I'm saying.
Like, I mean, because he's all like big brother and stuff. I mean, I guess, but.
Well, no, but I mean, like, because, like, the focus was her and she was important to the plot, but, like, if Red would have just showed up and said, like, oh, look, I'm passing the baton to the Gokaigers.
I guess.
And then he hands them their weapon because it's literally a baton. I don't know, but I mean, it's not necessary, but it just seems odd since all the other Reds have been.
But I liked how the transformations they used in this episode were, like, the sibling teams.
I think they were missing a key, though. I swear there was some kind of silver guy in GoGo 5. Am I wrong?
I'm pretty sure you're wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, and tell the people that believed the Titanium and Gokaiger rumor sucked.
You got trolled
idiot.
Again. They're the same ones that believed Edgy had, like, one medal like a couple weeks ago. Like, no, I swear he only has one medal. It's what it shows on the screen. Like, that doesn't mean it's true.
You got trolled. Anyway, yeah, it was fun.
It was good. It's a good episode. I loved it. I didn't love it. Just kidding. Anyway, time for that O's?
Yeah.
O's.
Okay, so we open back up with Ankh and Uva staring down them. They're like, look, we gotta work together. We gotta do this stuff together. We gotta take down O's. And then Calzone makes like a weird
dirt
face.
Together.
Something forever. I know I said that last night, and I can't remember what I said. It was funny, though. Trust us. Laugh here. Not you, the audience.
Oh.
Anyway, so then Edgy's getting his wounds licked back at the former Leo of Bro. He's like, I'm not going back to that restaurant because she made me work, and I am a hobo. And then Kogami calls, not Konami, and he wants them to come to his basement. They're a little bit weirded out. So they head over there, and meanwhile, Ankh and Calzone roll out of the house epically, completely ignoring the stairs. And then they just start, like, bitch-slapping each other. like, they're just, like, cut to that scene, and they're like, I'm like, wait, whoa. What was that about? It was, like, in Galaxy Quest. Does the rolling help? So anyway, they roll out, and they start bitch-slapping each other, and Uva joins in. He's like, hey, look, I'm naked, and I look really silly. And so they all fight, and Uva ends up getting two of his core medals back, and Mizzoul stops it, and she's like, look, we gotta just stop this silly bitch slap fighting. And Gamble's just in the back, like, it's pretty much what Gamble does. So back at Kogami, they're in the basement where he has his O shrine. He's like, hey, look, I bought that set of keychain cell medals, but I took all the keychains out, and I'm pouring them into a cup. I don't know. He starts explaining the origins. My brain melted because it was like watching an episode of Lost. I was like, so they played poker, and then they made a king, and they were like, we need to fill this, and you don't have any desire. So he's like, I can help you not become agreed. You just need to find a desire. So they, like, go and do the world's most boring activities, like duck boating I don't know. They should have just showed him some boobs, and then he could have gotten Desire, and he would have been fine. Anyway, so on the way back home, Edgy's sleeping like a baby. And then the Greeds rudely interrupt them and blow up their car. They better be paying for that. Anyway, so Goto transforms, and Edgy goes La Toraba, which is apparently the new Tatoba. So they start fighting, and Edgy tries to go Ratuata, and he blinds Mizul and Gamel, only to get knocked out of it. And Ankh tries to steal the medals, and Hina's like, no, Ankh, you won't be this way. And then Edgy tries to go La Toraba again, and Calzone knocks him over. He's like, man, I'm just trying to transform, you ass. So he takes his medal. He's like, I got 9 things. I'm complete. I got the candy, capsule, and deluxe medals. And then he starts sending his dreadlocks everywhere and bitch slaps the shit out of everybody. And beats the crap out of Birth and destroys him. He's like, oh man, the Iron Man Mark IV armor's dead. And then Edgy goes Puto Tira, and after a brief struggle, he beats Calzone by tapping him. He's like, boop, and then his metal break. So then Calzone, like, straggers off from the forest into the city, and then Maki's like, oh, I'm going to kill you. So he turns into Makisaurus, and he takes all his medals, and Kazari just has the one broken metal holding him together. He stammers throughout the city, metals just melting from him. I don't know how they did that effect. Like, there's just people following above him, dropping metals. I don't know. My voice broke. And then he just finally dissipates. And then it ends.
Dissipates?
Yeah, he's like, I have a dirt face. I'm glad he's gone. Cheap Ryutaro's copy. Anyway, it was a good episode. Another good, like, you know, continuing the last episodes of the season lead up to the finale. Edgy's whole desire thing doesn't make sense because, like Brian pointed out before, the desire to protect people is a desire, and there's like basic human desires like needing to eat and sex and stuff like that. So I don't know. It just, and then just the whole backstory of O's confuses me. It's like, well, the king made the metals, and then he wanted to get a vessel for greed so it could become really powerful. And then there's a cup, and then they showed a diagram that apparently. It goes like bug to dinosaur to bird. I don't know. I was just really confused. And Calzone's or Kazari's, his death seemed a little bit anticlimactic. Like, he's like, oh my god, I'm complete, and he starts bitch slapping everyone, and it didn't seem that epic when he killed him, like when he killed Anklet.
Yeah, he only hit one, so.
Yeah, he was like, whoop, tapped him, and he's dead. Sounded gay. What was the other thing? Oh, yeah. Like, just a side comment from me, is I would have liked to seen, like, I don't know if this might happen later, but I would have liked to seen, like, a complete Greed take on one of the combos they're based off of, just I thought it would look cool, like the epic Tajador Anklet fight, but that's just a random comment, like a random combo. Anyway, your guys' turn.
Alright, so... I enjoyed the episode. I thought it was really well done. It's kind of building up towards the grand finale, and Kazari is finally gone, that stupid little asshole.
Yeah, everything's really annoying.
And like the fights were well done. They were epic. It held my interest. I agree that the whole backstory thing was really confusing to me.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I understand it for the most part, but it just... There's all these different little stories throughout the show that don't quite match up perfectly, and
yeah, this one was the same as the last one he told, but like in the first, like, I don't know, 15-20 episodes, they total different story that made it sound like, oh, these are scientists working on this, and then it went out of control, so Oz was meant to stop it. But now they're like, oh, the king wanted this for power, so it makes it seem like the purpose of the medals was originally Oz, and the greed just came out of it. I don't know.
I don't really know either. Kobayashi just doesn't explain things well,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was left pretty confused at half of Deno about...
Not a time
like,
trap.
What the hell,
only
like...
Half?
Like, what was his name? Kai? The last... The
oh, the guy that was, like...
Like, I didn't know what the hell he was even trying to do. And,
he was just trying
like,
to.
The Imagine were gone, but then they came back, and.
And then they could use the belt on their
then
own.
They are formed, and then they're not formed, and then they're sand, and then they're not. I don't know what really.
And then
was
they
going
came
on,
back
but...
for 8 movies. And then Ryotaros got a face change. They need to do a movie about that. Like, I'm the real Ryotaros. Not Ryotaros. Ryotaro, sorry. It's like, he stole my life, and nobody noticed.
Kobayashi just has a habit of not really explaining things fully.
Like I get that they
like
those,
it kind of happened in Shingenger too.
What is Jaden's secret?
The fact that like they explain the whole thing like with Karu and Takeru and the whole shadow thing, but like they didn't explain it fully. Like who the hell Takeru was?
He was just an orphan they kidnapped.
They went through this whole like lie and then I don't know. But anyway,
that's what the show Switched at Birth is based off of. Is just those two.
Kobayashi's just kind of a mess in my opinion.
Yeah, like I get that those alchemists created it, and then Oz was created to used to stop the greeds. But when he started explaining about the vessel and the greed and the power, I just didn't understand that. And from what little I do understand, why would Maki? Fuck, all these people are the same. Kogami want to create somebody with unlimited power? Like, that just doesn't make sense. Like, oh, I'm just gonna create this guy to be like powerful and shit. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. Because usually you get those people that are like, oh, I want all this power for myself. Like, no, I just want to give it to some guy. I'm a nice dude. I have a weird shrine to Oz in my basement. Is that weird?
Yes.
He's got like a giant Tatsuba ring
display
in the background.
Shh.
Anywho.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. But okay, go ahead, Kevin.
No, I really liked the episode. I still don't understand how only damaging one metal makes Kazari like flip his shit.
Well, yeah. See, what happened was basically the way I got it is that he was injured because of that, and then when Maki just took all the metals out of his body except that when he was living off the broken metal, and that's how he died.
I honestly feel like Kazari just is extremely overdramatic. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, one of my cores broken, pain, and then he starts, like, just tumbling around and screaming because it hurts the pain, and I think he's just an overdramatic douchebag.
Well, I can see how getting a core destroyed would, like, cause you to be really weak for a while.
Because, Ankh took it in stride, like, he's like, oh, fuck, three of them are gone, oh, hell.
But see, Ankh was a different situation because when they were destroyed, it wasn't Ankh, it was Ankhlet.
Yeah.
So it was just a really weird, and he's not even fully complete now. He's just got Shingle's body with an arm. So, it completely made sense to me that he would be hurt because he destroyed one of his, organs. And then, he was just like, oh, you gotta help me, I'm injured. And then Maki just killed him, basically. Because he was like,
also, Maki's dinosaur greed form is awesome. I really like it.
It's
got that
Makisaurus. Trying to get that term coined.
Makisaurus.
Yes. He's like, if you're not going to be... What did he say? If you're not going to be random anymore, I don't need you.
If you're not going to rampage or something, I think he said.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to go crazy, you know.
Because Maki wants one of the greeds to go crazy and kill everything. And
it's
then
gonna
end up being
Maki.
The greed will die because there's no more desire. And then Maki will just be like, the world's mine. And then he's all alone.
That's a very bright outlook on the future. And he got all the medals in one handful without even having to stock a single Ami Ami Knight.
Yeah, he's like... And he's like, took all of them and... Kazari's like... Duh! Falls over, core explodes. There goes Kazari. The one thing I have a question about is how does their whole, brain work?
They don't have one.
Like, is it split up in all the cores? Is it only in one of the cores?
That could have been why it's so, powerful for him, because maybe it's in one, random core, or it could be in one of the three random head cores.
Because that's what I don't understand, where their consciousness lies.
You know what it is? I think it's 9 Horcruxes. Seriously, that's kind of what it sounds like to me, is that their consciousness is just spread throughout those 9. And Harry has to get all of them.
Because Eiji destroyed those 3, and then... Normal Ankh was like, oh, I'm in control now.
Maybe Ankhlet was stored on one of those.
Did he kill Ankhlet's core? And then normal Ankh took over because Ankhlet was dead? And, he hurt Kazari's main core, and then it exploded, so now Kazari can't ever come back? I don't understand how this works. It's definitely Kazari can just come back if you just toss the 8 metals into a big pile of cell metals.
I don't understand how Oz works. I get a feeling, unless there's a major explanation, I'm going to be just as confused as I was at the start. Like, I'm no doubt that it'll be a fun, maybe semi-satisfying ending, but also be like, wait, how did that work? Somebody help.
And in before it's a kid's show. We know how Double works.
Yeah.
In fact, Double actually explained itself really well.
It did. It actually went in, like, one straight line. This one's like... Blah, blah, blah. Oh, fuck, we used the budget and got to Kiribati. What do we do? I don't know. Just start scribbling.
It reminds me of how I felt with Kabuto. I didn't know what was going on. I'm like, wait, what?
Who did what now?
Why is there this thing, and why do you have to listen to it? And
now there's a cook-off?
Why?
Okay, let's watch that now. Well, that's fun. And then why is he trying to be best friends with Kagami and Kogami and Konami and all their names are the same?
In other news, Overtime just subbed the Reverse Rebirth music video.
Well, that's cool.
Speaking of, the that song and then the full combo collection is out, and the songs are pretty awesome. We'll save that for our big O's retrospective, but...
Retrospective? Oh, Rambles.
Oh, Roar.
Oh, whoa, I'm sorry. That came out of nowhere.
All right, so we all done with those?
I'm done.
Yeah. All
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
So, moving along to what is... filling in the spot for RR and RR this week. We're taking a little break and taking a look at both of the Kamen Rider Double Returns films because they're new and they're really cool.
They're still relevant.
And they're double. And we wanted to make sure we talked about them while they were relevant and not who knows when there's
otherwise,
always other movies coming out.
Otherwise, we would just continue RR, and then we'd cover these movies like during the series Kamen Rider 5 SD card gimmicks. That's literally what the show is going to be called.
So we might delete RR and RR some weeks to cover new toku movies.
Delete it? It sounds so serious.
Delete that! Alright, so click on the link in the enhanced version of the show notes to go to the Wikipedia page where I am reading the summaries for these. So, it's been a while since I've seen the Axel movie, so I can't make too many clever jokes. Kevin, feel free to throw some in and interrupt me because you're probably going to anyway.
I'll just sit here and be quiet then.
I don't know what that's supposed to be.
And Eternal I watched like a week or two ago, so it's a little bit fresher. But
and it's brainwashed it too, so
anywho.
It's... in there.
All right. It's in there twice. Alright, so just a little bit about the movie. Both films were directed by Koichi Sakamoto, which means action was awesome. And they were written by cool people. So. Alright, so Kamen Rider Axel, because they couldn't think of a better name for the movie, so it was just Kamen Rider Axel. Akuseru! So, while settling into married life with Akiko, Ryu Terui is brought into a case with Captain Hiroshi Sagami and Inspector Yukihiro Ono.
Sounds like a film noir.
Involving a woman, Ao Katsuragi, a member of Pokemon Ring, with most of her teammates murdered. Poor Pokemon. Though she escapes from the police, Ryu captures her before they are ambushed by common soldiers, with Gino covering their escape. However, Ryu and Aoi are confronted by Commander Dopan.
Aoi!
It was a police officer who murdered Aoi's... murdered Aoi. Oh, great.
I just called her Oi.
Placing a bomb on Aoi and shooting Gino with Ryu's gun, the Commander Dopan forces Ryu to help the girl obtain an item she stole some time ago. By then, while the Shotaro...
This is awesome!
The Shotaro?
Shotaro.
We need to show this as the Shotaro.
With Shotaro and Philip at the Shirogane restaurant. Those are the magician peoples.
Magician
and the old guy.
Hurricane Blue?
Yes. As she frets about her relationship to Ryu, Akiko freaks out upon hearing the news of her husband on the run for attempted murder and under the idea that he is two-timing her because she is a freaking psychopath. Anywho.
I know someone like that. No.
Yeah, you?
Yeah.
Tracking down the last surviving pickpocket Masaru. Where was I? Ryo and Aoi learn the item is now held by the pickpocketing ring's
Ryo
leader.
And Aoi? He's turning into about Ryokua and Aoi.
Arriving at the Den of Thieves.
Oh, is that where Ryo was on his vacation?
With the King of Thieves, yes. He was helping Aoi. While defending Aoi's honor, Ryu takes down the boss's thugs before the item is revealed as the Gaia Memory Enhancing Adapter. As Ryu stops the crime boss from using it on his unicorn memory. With 48 minutes left, telling her that she can change it, she has a pillar of support to call her own. Ryu and Aoi arrive to the meeting place, but Ono arrives and attempts to arrest Ryu before Sagami arrives and spirits Aoi off as she tells Ryu that he's the Commander Doponto and not Ono as he suspected because he was wrong because he's Axel. With Akiko muscling her way way in the ride, Ryu uses a bus to catch up to the Commander Dopon because he just hijacks buses now before Akiko causes a car crash and runs out on Ryu because she's a psychopath still. Ryo confronts Commander Dopont only to learn that Sagami is the same mindset he was when he was driven by Ray Johnny Saka. The weather Dopont for you people that don't remember.
Wizza!
Oh god. As the Commander Dopont offers Ryo to work for him, thanks to Lily covering their escape from Ono's men, Shotaro and Philip arrive and become Kamen Rider Double to hold off the Kamen Soldiers, while Ryo becomes Kamen Rider Axel.
This is a common problem.
Where's this come from?
I don't know.
I stopped paying attention like 5 minutes ago, and all of a sudden I just heard this voice.
Chasing after the Commander Dopon, Axel uses the trial memory to destroy the Dopon's command gauntlet and disarm the bomb on Aoi. However, the Commander Dopon uses the Gaia memory enhancing adapter to enhance his power and overwhelm Axel Trio, canceling his transformation. Deciding to remind Ryu of the pain he felt when he lost his family, the Commander Dopon goes after Akiko. Leaving Aoi to save Akiko and confront the psychopath, Ryu refuses to follow Sagami's path, while saying it was Akiko who taught him to break free from the cycle of hate.
He wants to save the dolphins.
Thank you. Assuming his upgraded Commander Dopon form that looks kind of like Vengix, Sagami sends Akiko falling to her death, with Axel unable to reach her. Minutes pass and she's still floating in air. However, Akiko takes the Gaia memory enhancing adapter from the upgraded Commander Dopon an hour later and throws it to Axel.
Funny because it's true.
Gaia memory enhancing adapter allows him to become Kamen Rider Axel Booster and give us a new figure art and save Akiko before defeating the Commander Dopon. As Aoi turns herself in with Ono wanting to help her start a new life for herself, Ryu and Akiko begin their relationship anew, though Ryu takes offense to everyone saying her name casually because he still calls her Chifu. That's right, right?
Yeah. Chief.
Sucho.
Shocho, which is chief. I think that...
Yeah, it might be Akiko. Captain. Go.
Anyway, the entire end, that ending just screeped a screeped?
It's... creeped you should have known better.
I combined it scared and creeped. Screeped.
It's screeped.
Was really creepy. That was weird.
Oh no, we're getting that in the dictionary. Screeped.
So he's got Aoi? Oh no.
So. Oh no, I have an Aoi.
Guy's name is Ono. Really?
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh no. What? Yeah. Oh no. I was just calling my friend.
So. Anyway, I thought this was
a penis.
Was incredibly well done.
I thought there was a penis.
I thought there was a penis. It wasn't Ryu, but...
In my diaper.
It was really well done.
So leave all behind.
That was a theme song. He was doing everything, epic ever.
Seriously, I need to make that parody.
He was, shooting guns and lifting weights and punching things. Running around the streets.
Back on a dolly. He was just running nowhere. He was like, I'm running because I'm a badass. It's so funny.
Yeah, it had its own, series-esque intro theme, and it was pretty neat. But you can tell Koichi did it. There was a lot of human fights in this movie.
There was. I loved that about
and
this.
It was so good to finally see that more often in Rider. And You could just tell it was like bled Koichi. It was that like, really yep, did. Koichi did this. Like, even if you didn't know, you could tell. Because there was some random explosions and then, like,
it's from
flipping.
From the residual Henshin energy when they...
It's not leather. But, Aoi was an alright character. I don't like her name. Her name means blue, by the way, but...
Oi! It's color oi.
No, we knew that, Brian. Thank you for...
I didn't know it. Thank you for teaching me.
Thousand doesn't know anything.
Well, we knew that.
And so, Unicorn gets added to the list of memories we don't have yet. At least in Dopant form. Plus Commander.
Unicorn!
So that's a depressing thought, but we never get to see the Dopant, obviously, which is a shame. I would love to see it. Like, it probably looks like the Unicorn Yummy, but
probably
fix. Probably looks like that guy from Gekiranger.
But the concept of the movie was kind of weird. Like, I don't know. I mean, Akiko was always kind of psycho, but psycho. But I don't. She went through so many weird character things after the series
Psychico.
Ended. Like, she thinks, like, Ryu's, like, cheating on her because he ran off and with this chick that they're handcuffed. I'm like, oh, it's sexual, bro. And then the whole thing in the, was it Movie War Corps? It's like, oh, I hate Kamen Riders.
She's just like, a plot device. She's a walking dolphin plot
basically,
device.
Basically, that's what she is now.
Like, well, even though that really didn't make a difference to the plot much, other than at the end he's like, I love you even if you float in the air for minutes at a time. Like,
okay.
That was the only thing that mattered.
I have a bone to pick with that. That was obnoxious.
Ooh, mine's got a bone.
That really was.
Like, it's like, she's like, ah! My voice is gone, so I can't do it right, but she's just falling, and then he's like, oh god, what do I do? What do I do? And then I was like, oh, I know what to do, and she runs from, like, across the goddamn quarry. And then snatches the memory thing, throws it to him. Meanwhile, Akiko is still falling. I'm like, she wasn't that high up.
What should have happened?
She would have fallen in like 2 or 3 seconds and died.
Is that Oi should have run grabbed it, and been like, here. Terui catches it. They look over. Akiko's dead. And then he just runs off with Aoi, and they get married. That's what should have happened.
Almost choked.
Sorry.
That would have happened because Axe was a homo.
Like, I kind of liked her better for Ryu than Akiko. Like, she just seems like he seems like he's married to a 15-year-old. Honestly, it looks like he has a sex slave. It does.
Well, who doesn't want to have a sex slave?
Not Akiko. We've seen that. We don't want it.
This is true.
We're not into fish.
Like, I was slightly disappointed that Shoto and Philip didn't get a little bit more action in the movie, but,
well, they got to hang out in the restaurant.
At the end of the movie, there was, bloopers, and the bloopers hilarious when they're filming the Henshin, and, Shotaro flips the Joker memory over to hit the button, and it flies out of his hand, and he's just like, he looks at his hand, and looks over, and looks at his hand, looks over, he's like, ah!
I'm just like, oh crap.
That was really funny. And then they showed like how bad Ryu's actor kept messing up civilian fights.
And you just see Koichi in the background shaking his head.
Man, god damn, those Americans could do it after sleeping in a car for 3 weeks. Maybe we should do that here.
What was I going to say about that? That reminded me of something. Oh, yeah, they had, like, RPM axle movements, too, didn't
they? Yeah, there was a lot of RPM
axle movements. Power Rangers axle PM!
And,
he stands together.
And the booster was just, like, all around, like, super Geki mode.
Firing jets! He said, firing jets goes to save Akiko. That's what she said when he caught her. It was really weird. It's like, why did I marry you? Seriously.
Why? Why did I do this?
Anyway, I thought the movie was fantastic. Pretty much everything Brian said, it was action-packed and awesome. Axel was actually a badass in this movie. I didn't mind him at all.
Yeah,
I know. I love him.
Whoa. But it's just like, Brian pretty much covered everything, so I don't repeat myself.
Like, I watched this movie, and
Kevin just keeps over me.
I will talk over you, because no one cares about you. I watched this movie and felt like my life had been changed forever.
Like, I mean, I can agree, though. Like, I wasn't really a fan of Terry during the show, but the movie, like, kind of upped his badassery. And
yeah.
I mean, I don't have the kind of hard-on care like 50 has for him, but
I don't think anyone does.
Cuts to Kevin playing pirates in the leather outfit. You just hear Lego pieces falling. Kevin's like Kazari right now. He's just like stumbling along. Legos are falling out.
But the guy memory enhancing adapter was kind of weird. It's like a pugredo.
But we get it.
And it pokes out of your arm.
That's yeah. We get
it pokes out of your arm, so someone can run up and steal it randomly.
So that's a fun time.
That was fun.
Fun times in the neighborhood and such like.
Fun times in the neighborhood, running around with my pants off.
Righto. Jolly good, Chip Chip.
Chip,
so
where?
Chip. Are we going on to Eternalu?
Yes. Time to talk about some zombies.
So, zombie Kamen Rider Eternal. Zombies versus psychic people.
That's what the movie's called.
They call them Espers, but I don't like that name, so... Jasmine wa Espa des. Mako wa Espa des. Yeah.
They should have gotten her instead of Mako. It would have been hilarious.
She was already in double, so they couldn't.
They should have saved her for that. That would have been awesome.
So anyway, this movie features a cameo appearance by Mako's actress. Not going to look up the name right now. But anyway.
Rin Takanashi?
Yeah, that.
Mia...
She was awesome. No.
Whatever. Japanese Mia.
So, here we go. And this is a flashback story before A to Z. It's Eternal's backstory. So.
It's like a prequel to A to Z because it leads right into it.
Yeah, well, it leads right after it since it happened already. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, there you go. Just rewind. Try again.
All right, so let's actually start this. After taking on a sweet Stopon, Kamen Rider Double encounters a strange woman who tries to kill the 2-in-1 Kamen Rider with yes, I am. With her psychic powers to avenge Katsumi Daido, the man who almost destroyed Futo. Oh no.
Futo.
Yeah, almost did destroy Futo Kun. Poor guy was in that costume flipping out. He's like, oh fuck, guns.
My figure, I didn't even get made yet.
I'm so young. Assuming Luna Metal to restrain her. Oh, that's skanky. Shotaro and Philip demand answers on why she would avenge the death of a terrorist. However, upon...
Tell us! I'm sorry. I had to work it in. That's so funny.
However, upon revealing a harmonica that was his, a psychic reveals that Daido was actually a hero before playing it. Oh, no. She then proceeds to tell the story of Katsumi Daido.
As played by Philip.
Yes. Okay, where were we?
That's what Philip would look like if he gets older.
Well.
Same.
Sorry, but no. The scene flashes back to Daido's near-death experience and conversation by his mother's into the first necro over. However, after passing every inhumane experimentation, Daido learns that Never Project was rejected by Foundation X in favor of the museum's Gaia memories. Oh.
Museum.
Yeah. Gaia memories.
I want to join museum.
It wasn't the same voice. Oh, text message.
It's a spam bot on Twitter. What a douche. I hate those stupid things. Like, you don't even say anything, and they're just like, here's a link. I'm like, shut up.
It's your bag.
He responds to the Foundation's messengers by telling that Never has only just begun. That's a weird list of words. Whist?
Whist?
I'm all wearing over the a place whist.
Even on Facebook.
Sometime later, after reviving Reika as the newest member of Never, Daido, that's the fire chick, Daido leaving his group of six to a Southeast Asian country called S. Oh no! They're attacking Mr. S's country.
Poor Mr. S. I didn't know he had his own country. They're all just sitting there trying to figure out toys. There's no way that this sword goes in the shield like this. No. No. I mean, it fits
there's no way this demo for these three medals shouldn't take an hour and a half.
Which way's up? I think the head might go to the side. But...
to take out the leader of terrorist cell located there. However, never finds the terrorist leader murdered by the psychics as she overwhelms the undead super soldiers with her powers.
Undead
psychics. Only Dido takes the psychic down when her powers wear her down. Down. But spares her life as he realizes she was forced to fight, because he knows these things. She introduces herself as Mina, not to be confused with Mina, before a pair of psychic soldiers...
What's your name, everyone?
Exactly. Like they said that at one point. It's like, Mina, and she's like, Mina! I'm like, whoa, God, why would you name someone something that's so close to everyone? I don't know. Anyway.
It's funny. Real name's Mako.
Before a pair of psychic soldiers, Lloyd and Shion.
Lloyd.
I'm going with Shion, just because I think that's right. Revealing them and Mina to be Quarks.
Quarks? Captain Quark.
Oh, God, they're Ferengi bartenders.
The product of research by Dr. Prospecto.
He's Dr. Maki's college roommate.
A Foundation X scientist taking Mina with them. Dido and Reika are confronted by Junkazu, the man in white.
The man in white.
Who assumes
seriously, does that suit ever get dirty?
No, it doesn't. Oh. Like Jason's hair never moved. His hair never got dirty. His hair didn't get dirty either.
I want that kind of hair. You have to wash it.
Who assumes the form of Kamen Rider Eternal new figure art form. Red flag.
Oh, shit.
When... It was in the movie for 2 minutes. Not even 2 minutes. When Dido touches the lost driver out of a feeling, that's key. Kazu is forced to eject the incompatible eternal memory, and it breaks and uses his psychic power on Dido and Reika before Mina turns herself as Kazu decides to bring the two Necrovers with him to Prospecto for study. Coming to, Dido finds himself among Quarks. Who wrote this? You're terrible.
Who want to kill him
to prove their self-worth. After seeing the Quarks are forced into doing what Prospecto orders them to, Dido fights them off before Mina stops them as she sees Dido to have something Prospect lacks. By then, Prospect arrives and reveals his eyes. Memory allows him to use Quarks under his control. A little quirky little bunch. When Dido asks if his ability can be negated should he die, becomes the eyes dope, blah, 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 die, whatever.
Dope to,
that thing. To eliminate Dido when he states that his intent to kill Prospecto. She reveals that the Heaven's Horn barrier... Horn?
Heaven's Horn. Sounds naughty.
Heaven's Penis.
Heaven's Tornado.
Eventually eliminate those with barely psychic abilities and less... Taking Reika's emergency biostabilizer at her request, Dido revitalizes himself as he and Reika free the Quarks despite their refusal
Reika,
to listen.
Sorry.
After using his harmonica to calm them down, because it
what are you, Les
does that,
Strauss?
I guess.
What is this, Survivor Man?
Dido gives the Quarks the drive to rebel before Mina the...
Everyone.
Oh, giving. I forgot. Skipped a word there. Giving Mina the harmonica and going off toward the complex. As Reika and the Quarks fight off the Foundation X... Quarks, the evil Quarks, the good Quarks versus the evil Quarks. Dido makes his way to Prospecto's mansion, where he is confronted by Kazu as he reveals museum's location in Futo before becoming the Utopia Dopant, stating that
Utopia.
Eternal memory is malfunctioning because it's T1 and it sucks. Though no match for a Utopia Dopant, Dido manages to get the Eternal memory, and his perfect synchronization with it allows him to become Kamen Rider Eternal Normal Form. We have this figure art already. With his newfound power, Eternal kills Kazu and destroys Prospect's controls to Heaven's Horn. As the rest of Never arrives to take out his soldiers and get the Quarks out, get the kinks out of the system, Now, I stole upon a tax eternal before revealing that all he did was ensure that die a painful death, despite making his way to them. Dido arrives too late to save the quarks, as Prospect reveals his power over the quarks is to kill them should they leave the complex. Mina's the only one left standing until she collapses in Dido's arms. The Eyes Dopant's intent to break Dido only drive him utterly insane as he thanks Prospect for reminding him that all people are devils. Whoever wrote this is terrible. Before he transforms...
Prof, did you write it? You write the children.
Kamen Rider Eternal to send the Eyes Dopant to hell with the support from his group before he finishes the job with the Eternal Requiem Maximum Drive.
Requiem Blaster?
Yes. As Prospect dies from his own effect, Dido realizes that the Eternal memory finally broke down and he discards it. He literally just chucks it over his shoulder. He's like, you're broken.
Chuck?
Yep. Flash. Refusing to revive Mina as a necro over at Reiko's request, the maddened Dido decides to stick to the museum by going to Futo. Stick it to the museum.
Stick the museum.
This is why I don't read. However, as Kazu was taken by his fellow Foundation X members to be converted into a necro over, it is revealed that Mina survived the Eyes Dopant's attack. With her story finished,
it was revealed at the beginning of the movie.
Shotaro and Philip try to comfort Mina. She knew he was evil, yet wanted the two to know that Dido was what Dido was really like. This is why I don't read. As she's taken to the hospital for fatigue, Shotaro and Philip arrive to the site of their fight with Kamen Rider Eternal to pay their final respects to Dido, as now they understand the method behind his madness. And then it ends.
Two quick thoughts. One, she was tired from that porcupine yummy from a few episodes back. Two, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, it seems like she was more passionate at the beginning about defending him, and then when she told the story, she realized what nasty turned into. And she's like, wait a minute, he kind of was an evil bastard. Sorry.
We interrupt this discussion to bring you the following shopping report. I have received the order confirmation from the Nakano store.
Yay!
Telling me that they have all this shit. And
yay!
Apparently, if I get Sal, I can put it in three boxes.
Yay! Okay, Brian, go ahead and give your thoughts.
Okay. So, once again, I thought this movie was absolutely fantastic. While Axel had a lot more action to it, Eternal had a really driven storyline, and it's rare that we get such a backstory for, like, a one-shot movie villain.
Yeah.
And I know...
Like, getting a backstory for Gao.
Yeah. Because something along the lines of that. Like, I know, Mitsuru Matsuoka, the guy who played Katsumi, he wanted to do it. He was like, I'll do a spinoff, I'll do anything you want. This was awesome. This was the shit.
I'll sign this contract. Sir, that's a napkin. I don't care. Just use me however you want.
And... Like this was the perfect method of doing this, and it was a really solid backstory. It makes him not a likable villain, but
I just typed my credit card number off memory.
You know you have a problem when
you know you're an addict.
I don't know. I thought it was really, really good. Like, these two films are probably some of my favorite Rider films ever.
Yeah, the three double films are my favorite Rider films.
Yeah.
They're just so well done because they don't... Like, that's one thing I love about the double universe is it always feels normal. Like, it feels like it's all going somewhere. All the other Rider movies feel like a complete wacky-ass mess that you should watch when you're high.
Like, the thing about the double movies is that everything is canon. Everything has a place in the timeline. Like, there isn't a, well, where the hell does this go? Okay, A to Z, we know it takes place between, 43 and 44 or something? We know exactly where it goes. These, they take place after the series.
And
more importantly, after Movie War Corps. Yeah. And the double's the only universe that Movie War Corps is actually canon in, or at least parts of it.
I like to count that canon, except O's was never there. And double, just from the Eternal movie in particular, it makes me realize what, an expansive universe double created. And, it makes me sad that O's probably won't use, the Foundation X thing. And, I wish that the double writer just wrote O's and Forza and just made it all one giant story. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
Like, because it's like, I forgot what an expansive universe it can be with the Gaia memories and how Foundation X was looking for all these projects, and it was so cool. Like I just said, like, the double universe just makes sense. It's the best way to say it. Everything else was just like, oh no, fuck, this takes place at some point, and they're different people, but they're not. And
this movie had a bunch of psychic people in a goddamn concentration camp.
Oh, also, that's the origin of how Tien got his third eye. Just like, so like, hey, look,
Technically, we even kind of got backstory on Kazu, because we knew he was a Never.
We didn't know how.
But
I didn't.
We didn't know how. We just assumed, and now we know it's because Katsumi killed him.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, we gotta bring him back because he's awesome. Okay, let's make him Never. Okay.
Like, we talked about civilian fights with Ryu, but how badass were those civilian fights for Never? They was like going around beating the shit out of soldiers.
Oh my god, that fight scene in Southeast Asia country S was fantastic. Like, there was guns everywhere, and like, they couldn't get hurt by guns, so it was like LOL punch in face. And there was knives.
Loved like the fight scenes. They were just so epic, like, and you could tell they fought just like they were destined to have like those memories in the movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, we get backstory on them too. I mean, it was really brief.
It was like, more focused secondary on Heat Dopant, like, as the secondary lead.
Yeah, because she was all new and
She's hot, so.
And
Luna Dopant annoyed the piss out of me. I wanted to punch him.
Oh my god, he was hilarious.
Like, oh god, he annoyed me. I'm like, I do not like you, sir. You are annoying.
He was a Yakuza member. Like, all the readings were like, oh, he wasn't gay, and then he turned gay. I don't know, he was screaming gay from the beginning.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
I mean, he didn't.
He was at least bi-curious.
Getting shot doesn't make you gay. So he got shot, and then he's like, "Oh, you're pretty," and then died. Like, that doesn't make you gay. You don't get shot, and you're like, "Oh, I'm gay."
I realized it in the last moments of my life.
Are you just wearing like a purple suit or something?
You don't get shot, and then go, "I'm fabulous."
He's like, "I will fucking kill you, fabulous."
I don't know.
Metal, I don't remember any of their names, so I have to use their dope on names.
Their color designation.
The only one I know is Katsumi and Reika, since they were the main characters.
I know Boken Silver,
Metal was he was a lumberjack, but
I'm a lumberjack,
he looked
okay.
What's the word I'm looking for? Like an environmentalist. He was like camping
Hippie?
Out. He was like, save the trees, man, save the trees. And then he got killed by a bunch of people wanting to cut down the trees. Like, he got the shaft. He was like the worst one ever. I'm like, your story sucks. Anyway, Trigger, Bogan Silver, like, I don't know what, he got shot. He was a soldier.
He ate a bad vegetable, and
like, I don't know whether, how he got shot or who shot him, but he got shot, and he's like, yeah, you're cool. And then Reika was in a prison, and she was just like a thug, and she died because she was trying to escape. But
he's trying to escape.
I mean, in this movie alone, we got backstory on all of the Never people, plus Kazu a little bit, and then all the new characters as well. So there's just so much story in such a small movie. Like, it was just epic.
I want them to come out with more movies called Kamen Rider Double Returns again.
Kamen Rider Double Begins.
Begins Naito. BNB. Begins Night Building. That shit's classic. I think you mentioned it before, but I'd love to see a movie based off the year that Shoujo spent as Kamen Rider Joker.
Yeah, because I mean, that all just came and went so fast. And, like, I just want to see Joker used, and I want to see Shotaro more, and
Hidari Shotaro is my Joker.
He is.
And then it could elaborate more on, like, how confusing that was with Wakana
be,
and all
it
that.
It could be called Kamen Rider Joker Begins.
Oh, it's like the movie. I get it.
We have to keep using the Batman theme.
Yeah, and then you could be like, the Joker rises, except this Joker is cool and not stupid.
And then anyway, after that can be like Kamen Rider Double
Rises.
The Dark Knight Dupont.
The Dark Dupont. The Joker Dupont, because we've never seen one.
Oh, yeah, we haven't.
I want to see so much stuff now.
Toei, just, like, stop everything and make double for
and then they're going to do...
they already did double
here by them. Schumacher, and he's going to have Joker with nipples. Yeah, that was weird.
Don't touch my chest.
And then they could do Kamen Rider Double Origins Dupont, and then do the Origins of Museum. I'd watch that.
I would. I watch anything that has double stamped on it. Like,
Kamen Rider
honestly,
Double First Class. It's about when Tera Dupont was a teenager and he had angst, and he formed the company with his best friend, who was Shroud. And like she can, we can give her an actual actress, but she wears like a one Band-Aid on her face as a reference to where she's gonna go. Just making stuff. Yeah. Kamen Rider Double the First Avenger. Okay, I'll stop. The Amazing Kamen Rider Double. Reboot that doesn't need to happen because no.
Oh shit! What just fell over? Eternal fell over.
Oh, it's a sign.
It's a sign of something.
I don't know.
I don't know. We just went on a weird tangent about superhero Kamen Rider.
I think he just fell into a box. I'm scared.
Anywho,
tried to run away to the daycare.
The music was really good in these two.
It was
like the background music was probably recycled, but good. And
I didn't hear that Kiva theme, so that's good.
I mean, Leave All Behind we've heard before because it was
Leave All Behind
in the show. Speaking of. Death Spiral is an awesome band, and they're awesome. I'm just saying that. They did the theme for...
They're an awesome band, and they're awesome.
They did the theme for Dragonite in Japan, which was a really, really badass song, by the way.
Dog Rider,
not
Dragon.
That.
Well, they used that in the trailer. He's like, da-da-da-da, Vento.
Vento.
That was funny. Kamen Rider! That was so funny.
Then Sophia did a second song for the Eternal movie. Instead of using the double again, they decided to make some weird song title that's basically Code E.
Cody, like the name.
I have a friend named Cody.
I know someone named Cody at some point in my life.
So that's a pretty awesome song too. So both of the theme songs are really awesome. Awesome. I'm just saying awesome.
Awesome.
That.
Awesome.
Movies
luckily
awesome.
I'm not like what? When Kevin's like, oh that was awesome. What?
What?
I was just like Chuck and I didn't mean for it to happen.
What else? I don't know. Just God it was great.
Love.
Rabu.
Ugh.
Ew.
Rub. Brian, no, that's for after the podcast. The Power Rangers is on, that's funny. Teeny Knights. Oh, God. Continue watching Kenan and Kel again. Anyway, I think in the end, I liked both movies pretty much equally because Axel was more action-orientated and Eternals was more story. So, there might be a... I don't know. I hate to say anyone has an edge because I kind of liked them both equally. I enjoyed them both for different reasons.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Because I kept saying, I'll give this the edge to him. Like, no, but Axel's awesome. He's like, boom, boom, boom. And then he ran extreme. So, I mean, he gets points for that. And Eternal had... I was like, what am I saying? I made a bunch of noises. Someone just slapped me now. Anyway.
Okay, well, I liked the movie. I don't know.
Ow! Fuck! That would have been a great time for the air wind to pick up.
Although, I typically enjoy hating my villains. Like, you're like, Eternally he's a douchebag. And then you watch this movie, and
he's still
at first,
a douche.
Yeah. At first, you're like, he's not a douchebag. Damn it. And you just feel bad for him.
I mean, I feel bad for him, but I mean, he's a douche.
I don't like feeling bad for people.
It's kind of interesting, though, the way he took on the role of what a Kamen Rider is at the beginning, and then he's like, you know what? I'm just going to go fucking nuts and just kill everyone. Okay, I'll see you later. I'm going to go knucking futs like Dickie Roberts, former child star.
Yeah. He's more or less like a kind of like a fallen hero kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I like. I understand if you don't like it, but... I'm more interested in the Southeast Asian country called S.
Yeah, I want to know more about this place.
I want to go there. Look pretty awesome with all those terrorists and...
man.
And penises.
Yeah. Good times. Alright, so we honestly don't have anything else for the rest of this episode.
So we think we can dance. Just watch.
I don't know. Does anyone else have anything to say? Yeah, I don't.
I too enjoy gravy.
Gravy is delicious. I do love me some gravy.
It's delicious.
This is ramble time.
Oh my god, I haven't heard that in years.
I know, right?
Wait, what's ramble time?
This is a ramble segment time. Where we ramble. The
people from Ventara don't know what to talk about.
Righto.
Okay.
I like gravy. Wait, I did that already.
About something. Buy too many toys.
Now 39? Come on, man. Really?
Come on, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Anyway, I don't know.
Let's just mech tech.
Damn.
Let's talk about Thundercats.
Oh, shit. This piece of paper just came out of nowhere. What the hell? What are we talking about, Thundercats?
Yeah, why not? Let's talk about Thundercats.
Okay. Kevin, you can join in when you watch it in 4 years. So, it was, like we said, it was awesome. We already talked about it?
Sort of. I just said it was a worthwhile adventure.
So leave all behind. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Batman was in it, and he's like, I'm awesome.
I like the fact that they got Lion-O's original voice actor to be the king. So it's like he got to...
And he got to wear clothes.
To intro the new show, so to speak. So
the voice actor's like, all right, I'll come back. If my character can wear clothes and I don't look like work at Chippendales. Like, seriously.
I work at Chippendales. Rescue Ranger, Chippendale, women's danger. No, it never fails once there is...
Where is this stuff stored?
Whatever's wrong, gets solved. Chippendales.
Sounds like Benny and the Jets.
Oh, Kiefer got Rocko's Modern Life?
Kiefer is Rocko's Modern Life.
He got the Arceus movie?
Yes, where are you?
Oh, fucking Arceus. Bitchin'. Shit.
Anyway.
And he got Dark Duck. I love Darkwing Duck.
I can't believe that those lizards played the sympathy card and then they came and attacked.
You knew that was gonna happen.
Well, I can't believe it's not butter.
They're lizards. Oops. Lizards are like the douchebags of the Thundercats world.
But he did give him a key. So maybe those are the good lizards. I don't know.
Lizards are always douches. They hunt Wookiees.
What about the lizard from the Magic School Bus? Okay, that was an iguana. But whatever. He was cool.
Was pretty cool. Magic School Bus was the shit.
It was the shit.
I learned everything I know from the Magic School Bus.
Okay.
KO tried to get me to buy that Project BM. Is it Project BM, the Ocaranger?
Well, he's not out yet, Kale. What are you doing? You're just throwing eggs at people now.
I'm like, I'm not buying it. It's like, but you need it. I'm like, no, I don't. But you need it. You don't know what I need. Don't tell me what I
need. Why would you, of all people, buy that?
I don't know, for the same reason he's trying to
get
me to buy
it. It's the first Sentai ever. Oh my god, he's godlike. MMPR, the first Sentai ever, and Rider 1 are the gods of everything, and we should worship at their feet.
He wants me to buy the... All those robot Chogokins, I'm like, no.
But those are cool.
They are really cool.
Yeah,
they have diecast feet. They can, like, punch you with their feet.
And you'll get, a posable Gokaio that does everything the big one does, except it can move.
It's, like, better than the big one.
Big one.
I like big one. He's all like, big one. Big bomba.
Bumper? Big bumper. Bumble?
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, come on. That was funny.
Boom, boom, boom.
Stop touching me.
Boom, 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 boom.
I think
boom,
Brian's
boom,
trying
boom,
to molest
boom,
me.
Boom, 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 boom,
I don't know.
Boom,
you're talking about Thundercats, and now we're talking about Bomber. Bomber?
Oh, yeah. Brian's Thundercats was awesome. On to Bomber. Bomber was a douche.
Bomber was cool.
Boom, boom.
Except not.
Right.
Except Brian doesn't know who Bomber is, because you have to watch Ben 10... Digimon, and then you have to watch Prison Break because I ordered you to.
I'm not going to watch Prison Break.
You should watch one episode just to see it.
No, look.
It's better than Go On. It is.
That's debatable.
Most cake's better than Go On.
War, fight.
Cake war?
Fight. Oh, cake? I want cake.
cake sounds good.
I like cake. I'm hungry now.
I love orange soda.
Cake.
No,
it's the nectar of the gods.
Orange soda?
Yeah.
Kyle loves orange soda.
Yeah, he's tweeting about it right now. He's like, hey, look, I have an official site dedicated to orange soda. Not really. I didn't click on the link yet. But he's got one.
Oh, man.
The Ram Boards is going down for maintenance tomorrow. Although by the time you hear this, it'll be back up because it's not tomorrow.
Kiefer needs to get his comment in quick. The site's crashing around him as we speak. It's like the Animus. That's what we have to do. You have to finish Ass. And Ass 1.
I'll get there. I'm playing better games.
What game are you playing? Oh, yeah, Zelda.
It's a finished Ass? That sounds dirty.
Yeah.
Ryan's playing now.
What?
I thought you were typing them. I thought I heard playing.
I'm typing.
Could be easily confused with playing.
I'm PayPaling money to people.
Oh, okay. Give you a total?
No, I bought the 2 Master Quest box sets off someone for $50.
I have Master Quest. I need to get the other one for Advance. That's the one I need.
What? Advance 2?
Yeah.
He didn't have that. He only had Advanced 1. I was going to buy Advance, but I wanted both box sets.
Pokemon Advance. I'm on my way. I don't know where they're going. They're going nowhere.
Yeah, they really... I don't know where they're going anymore.
Let's help this old lady. Let's not and get to the fucking gym. Let's go. It's right around the corner. If you help this old lady, Rock's going to get turned around, and then you're going to lose him, and then you're going to get this douchebag who's just making recipe references.
And then you're going to get lost in a forest for like 6 months.
Why is he wearing the tuxedo? It must be unbearably hot.
Unbearably hot, I do say.
Honestly. Gosh.
Gosh.
Bloody hell.
Bloody
hell.
My god. What the hell? That sounded more Indian.
Speaking of, that was a great movie. I don't know if I ever said I've seen it, but...
What about something with Indians?
Harry Potter.
Oh.
7.2? On that same note, if you buy the box set for episode... Movie 1 through 7, part 1, you are a complete idiot. really? 7, but there's one more! You idiot! God, I can't even believe they made that.
I can't wait. They made one, a box set every time it came out after, like, they they were like, here's a box set for 1 and 2. Here's a box set for 1, 2, and 3. Here's a box set for 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Even the first movie, they're like, Harry Potter 1 through 1 comes with stuffed owl. Okay, I'll buy it.
I'm a stuffed owl.
Although, you know, in the podcast comments, someone could tell me, because I haven't read all of the books, I've only read some of them, and I want to know why Harry's dad's a complete asshole and people like him. That's what I want to know. Because all we learned about him is that he's a complete ass clown that totally tortured Snape and was a big douchebag who had the word douchebag on his head. And then he married Lily and made Harry and gave him... that sounded weird. And then he gave him a cloak. That's all he ever did, except be an ass bag. So I don't know if in the books they ever elaborated further on why we should like him.
Because he was a cool guy. Because he was good pals with Sirius Black and Remus Lupin.
Well, that's no excuse.
Like, he was all nice to Sirius. He just thinking of him like to make fun of Snape.
I mean, what, he didn't like Galaxy Quest? What was his problem?
Like, I don't know.
Showed me a bit.
Look, I'm good pals with Brian here, but I love to make fun of Negus.
But then what happens if he joins up with He Who Shall Not Be Named? Just like Doctor Who.
Well, I zoned out for a second. What do I have to do with Negus? Because we're in the same state.
He was comparing Harry Potter's dad and you.
No, what I was saying here is because Harry Potter's dad, he was all, because he may have been an asshat to Snape, but he was like all friends and pals with Lupin and Sirius, and that's what I was saying. Like, well, I'm all pals
okay.
and friends with Brian, but I love to make fun of like Negus.
Correspondent, I don't know, but Harry Potter was good. That was the tangent about Harry Potter.
It was.
It was really good. I want more movies now.
Yeah, I got True Pirate.
You're not going to get more movies.
Shh. Well, there'll be another book eventually. You know it. But it'll probably make a movie out of it.
And it'll probably describe, like, Harry fucking Ginny in detail.
I don't need to know that.
Neither do I.
Save that for the fanfics.
Especially since she's, like, the world's worst 40-year-old.
Like, that really? Was pretty bad, like...
Like, Harry looked okay, but I sort of almost don't agree with that choice. I think they should have gotten some adults. They had fucking, like, 10 years
or,
to
you know,
find
just
them.
Did it better. Because they could do crazy-ass shit with that makeup.
Or just done one of those documentary-style things where they just show footage from the old movies and, like, Harry went on to do such and such. Harry went on to become an Auror or whatever it says in the book and screwed Ginny, like, 8 times, and then they had a kid. And they named it after people.
They had a lot of kids.
They have 3 of them or 2 or something. Ron went on to get fat. Hermione went on to wear her hair back. Draco went on to get no consequences for being an ass bag. And being a completely useless character.
Who the hell did he marry anyway? Some random person.
I guess so. He married probably a muggle. Because no one likes him in Wizard World. Is Wizard World Earth or is it like a parallel dimension? That's something I was always confused about.
No, it's Earth. They live in England.
Well, yeah, but it's like they always make it seem like it's an alternate place. Like, people have never just stumbled upon this shit. Like, some drunk guy, like, oh, blimey. And he just falls in. And he just falls into, you know, like the Diagon Alley or something. Or, like, no plane has ever flown over Hogwarts. And what the fuck is that? And why is there a flying griffin?
Well, they tell you that, okay, there's a protective charms around Hogwarts so that people can't see it.
Well, then what about, like, all the wild animals and giant spiders running around? That too?
Well, they're in the forest. Like, it covers the grounds. They live in the grounds of Hogwarts.
Okay. I always wondered that. I'm like, well, what? That's what I was wondering. How do they keep it such a good secret? Because I was like, the Wizarding World, yeah, that's just the north side.
Draco's kid's name is Scorpius Hyperion.
That kid's going to get made fun of. Along
He's
with
already
Scorpino.
Getting made fun of. His dad's a douchebag no one likes.
Well, his story is completely useless. They have, like, all these films building up of being Harry's rival, and then he's just like, see ya, I'm running off with my parents. Or just, they just, like, walked off, too. Like, in the movie, they're like, whatever. They just walked away. Everyone's dying behind them. Anyway, yeah. Well, that's what happened. Yeah.
Oh, I know. They were sneaking away so that way
sneaking.
Voldemort can kill them.
Voldemort got his ass killed. How did nobody saw the warning signs that he was going to be a psychopath? Especially, like, when you watch the flashbacks from Half-Blood Prince where the guy was a complete creepo. Sir, what would it be like if I just murdered everyone? So hypothetical. Oh, yes, of course, sir. And, like, and he had this creepy cold stare, and, like, when Dumbledore met him, he's like, is it wrong I kill cats? Like, kill this boy now! And, like, and then he sets his damn wardrobe on fire. Or, no, that was Dumbledore. But still, he was there. It's like, I talk to snakes. That's what the devil does. Kill this boy now!
That's what the devil does.
Like, did they not see the warning signs? Like, how stupid are they?
Is it wrong? I kill kids.
Like, seriously, he's a creepy-ass kid. He's like, is it wrong I do all these things that are the clear warning signs of serial killers? Oh, I'll bring you to my school. We'll teach you about magic so you can have even more power. That's okay. Whatever, Dumbledore.
Is it wrong that I break into people's email? Oh, wait, no, that's not him. That's me. I'm not a serial killer, I promise. Not yet, anyway. I mean, something.
Oh, God.
In other news, I still don't know whether my package is going to get here tomorrow.
In other news, where's our goddamn primes?
I don't know. I emailed them. I'm like, you tell me what is up. You tell me what is up right now.
I got a samurai sword.
Ah, that's right.
Mega Blade.
Mega Blade.
Can't believe that's the first thing we thought of.
I went to a tournament, and just for being in it, they're like, you get a samurai sword. I'm like, okay. I was like, this is fantastic.
Right, though. Jolly good.
Jolly good. What is that? Is that your catchphrase?
I don't know. I'm in a funk.
Funk? Kel has his own shirts, and I can't scroll because the internet's free. 90s drink of choice. Orange soda. That's cool. Team Orange Soda.
Fuck Team Edward, I'm a Team Orange Soda.
I love that tweet. Fuck Team Edward, fuck Team Jacob, I'm Team Gibby.
Heck yeah.
Team Gibby is the winning team. My name is Gibby.
Hell yeah.
You know what's the winning team? My penis.
Okay.
Oh.
That's getting edited out.
Oh, Nakano has a 4,500 yen. Takagoriba. Takatorata, whatever.
Do it.
Toraba. I need to find something that's 500 yen.
The worst part of those sets is the ba.
The ba.
The legs are like, oh, awful. Because you're holding up a gorilla and a hawk on some grasshopper feet. I thought it was clever, but whatever.
Yeah.
You know what? Your jokes are made of fail in this podcast, sir.
No, they are not.
Well.
Well, let's just keep saying well until we think of something.
Surveys have shown.
You know.
You know, Kevin.
Hey, like.
Those are my glasses. I think we've said that in every podcast now.
Alright, let's just put this guy to rest. Let's just stop.
Put this guy to rest. Alright, let's put power.
Now it's time for
final things.
Alright, so
you know, I have a thingy and it's not final.
Yeah, short episode this week. There's a lack of news. And we didn't RR and RR, which saved us a lot of time. Never realized how long those segments are until you don't have them.
I miss it!
But we'll be back next week with... You want to tell them what we're doing?
Yeah, next week we're starting to do all of Seiban's other Tokatsu shows. We're going to start with Big Bad Beetleborgs and Metallics. We're going to do it all in one show. Because there wasn't enough that happened just to separate it. So it's now going to become... We're like, but it's not Rangers! Now, when we do other stuff, it's going to be called Retrospective Random Rambles.
Yep.
So then we can cover anything we want, and then you get to listen to it.
We could cover The Bachelorette.
Oh, that'd be epic. Like the summaries. All right, so there's 25 guys. And then they pick one at the end, and then they break up 2 weeks later because they hate each other.
That's pretty much how it goes. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Pretty much is. And they're like, and they purposely bring in people like, I'm only interested in my career and banging hot chicks that aren't The Bachelorette. All right, you're on. Because they want more drama. They got lucky 1 year and there was drama, so now they bring in a bunch of lemons.
They always have like one black guy because they don't seem racist.
I've never seen any black guys get through the final rounds. There's never been a black Bachelorette or Bachelor.
Like,
that's weird
that
I know that? Is that weird?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I
sense
some...
American Idol.
Something? We should do an entire season of American Idol.
That'd be funny. And then Steven Tyler's like, you're going to Siberia! Come on, that was funny. Not my joke. That was funny when he said that to that guy.
You're going to nowhere!
This guy's in it to win it! That's the sound guy. He sure hasn't started yet, Randy. Sit down. Calm down. Now I'm just picturing that. Like a sound guy just setting up on stage. Randy just comes up to a seat. This guy's in it to win it! And everyone's like, oh god, he's lost it. He's the only one making it. But speaking of, random thought. Has anyone else seen the previews for X Factor that is basically where American Idol moved?
Yeah, like I looked at it. I saw
That's what American Idol was in Britain.
It's got Simon, Paula, and some black guy that looks like Randy's clone. Have you seen
and then,
a black
and then a
guy
random
chick. I didn't know Paula was in it.
It's Simon, Paula, a black guy, and then a random other chick.
Like the black guy, he looks like a fake Randy with big, thick glasses. I'm like, dude, they replaced Randy with fake Randy. No, he stole his life. To like, stop Todd Manning. It was like, American Idol moved. It's called X Factor now.
That's interesting.
We just like continued ramble time at the end. But yeah, we're doing Beetleborgs next week, in case you didn't get the message of that whole thing about American Idol.
Yeah.
And the best was. So yeah, it's basically random rambles, just covers anything we want to cover. We're just going to cover all kinds of shit, and it's going to be fun. One point, Kevin's going to take a nap for like 6 weeks. It's going to be awesome. It's not even a joke.
It'll be epic, epic fun times.
It'll be.
playing dice against some pirate guy.
Dimension the Dice!
I loved that Game Boy Advance game. It was so easy, though. Okay, I would just, like, encircle his little person so he couldn't summon anyone.
I have that game, so it's fun.
Encircle his little person.
Oh, my God.
It makes sense in some circles. And I bought the little Dungeon Dice Monsters set because I'm like, ooh, Dungeon Dice Monsters.
I bought those, too.
Aw, I wish I had
those. Downstairs. It was fun. I'm like, I wish this game would take off, and then it never did. It was fun. How did that work? Like, they pressed the dice into the hologram machine and it just went in? Like, where'd it go?
Like, where'd it go, dude?
Dude, I dropped your dice.
Dude, where'd it go? Oh, God. Wait,
Yu-Gi-Oh. He's the king of games.
I'm the king of games.
It's time to... That was too many dudes.
It's time to final thingies.
Final thingies already happened.
But for real this time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bitches. Zargane.
Zargane.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, right.
Where am I?
Right, oh, fuck.
Blooper time. Sorry about the gay rap. Shooting us.
I can't breathe.
Stop it. You know, Kevin, you're making a scene. To bed? Go to bed and stay there.
Is it better? I'm in bed.
Oh, we got a good blooper. That's fantastic. And that's right when you hear that little noise and it goes to the next blooper right after I said that. Except now that I said that, it'll be after this.
Or this.
I meant all the suit, not him.
Oh, I know. I just wanted to say Date's name.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. I said Date and Kevin just couldn't control himself. And he just spilled everywhere.
What's going on?
You spilled. Now you sound like you're like flat. He's all tiny.
What's going on?
Anyway.
So anyway,
and is in fact another tribute.
Oh, fuck. I could hear it coming. He yawned and was like,
So after a week off,
he's losing mass as we speak.
Hello. Are we there?
Yes,
we're there.
Like, he got the shaft. He was, like, the worst one ever. I'm like, your story sucks.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, shit! And then, Look, he's trying to break through. Kevin! Wait, through the fun? He's crawling back to us. He's crawling through the wind tunnel slowly.
I'm getting credit card errors. I'm scared.
And he comes back like that. It was the credit card's fault. Credit card error. The bloopers are gonna be fantastic. Thank you, Kevin's computer.
Mandrake will let me pay them.